Following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Inbound underneath the own hoop. Runge's just going to toss it out to midcourt to Gelman. They'll set their half court up. Lundeen dribbles to the high post, hands it off to Runge. He comes in, spins it over the rim. Finally, one went in as they drew contact, and Runge will go to the line.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Axtell as the Wildcats welcome in the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Again, Earhart to throw it in. Gets it into Poole. Poole holds it on the right side of the key. Couple of dribbles, tries to get it inside. Does. There's a nice turnaround jumper off the glass and in by Jessica Harms. And the lead back out to 6 at 32-26.
Wilcox Hildreth is in the middle of their best basketball season in over a decade. While Axtell looks to defend their home court and improve their seed in the upcoming conference tournament. It's the Falcons and Wildcats coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Editor Doug Goodle live from Axtell right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Axtell, Nebraska, home of the Wildcats, as they get ready to take on Wilcox Hildreth in Friday night basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Gooden, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our girls' game, don't look at the records tonight, is what I'll say about that. Wilcox Hildreth had their 12-game winning streak snapped last weekend on Saturday as Eustis Farnham, one of the top teams, that they are the top two teams in the conference. Eustis Farnham beat them 45-40 to hand the Falcons their first loss of the year. They are 12-1, but only two of the teams they have beaten have winning records. On the other side, you look at an Axtell team that is 6-8, and tonight is fully healthy for the first time this year. Although they will not start, Hannah Kring and Catherine Sorensen are back in the lineup for the Axtell Lady Cats. Sorensen did play on Tuesday night, but this is the first game back for the 5'10 junior post player, Hannah Kring, who would have led the team most likely in rebounds and would be right there with Laura Lundeen as the 1-2 punch offensively. So they're 6-8 and have played a little bit better competition, and everybody knows that by looking at the schedule. So we'll see how things play out tonight. The boys' game should be an outstanding one as well. Both teams are set and good. 10-4 Axtell, 11-2 Wilcox Hildreth, as they get ready for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, which begins a week from Monday. The Bunny Bracket games are on that Saturday, a week from tomorrow. And both teams, all four, have a chance to adjust their points and their seeding as we get ready for that Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. But tonight should be a good one, and we'll look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show between Wilcox Hildreth and Axtell right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda with you here from Axtell. Want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics and to Athletic Director Brad Nelson and the folks here for their hospitality. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth, number 4 is a 5'6" junior, Emily Poole. Number 20, 5'8" senior, Rachel Earhart. Number 22, 5'5" sophomore, Alex Wojciechowski. Number 30, 5'7" junior, Riley Jenkins. And number 32, 5'9" senior, Jessica Harms. The head coach of the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons, Dave Maracek, assisted by Sean Woolen. The Lady Falcons are 12-1 on the season. For Axtell, number 10 is a 5'5" junior, Kit Wells. Number 13, 5'5" senior, Laura Lundeen. Number 14, 5'5" senior, Gabby Nickel. Number 21, 5'6" senior, Carly Prusoski. And number 34, 5'10" freshman, Sophie Melema. The head coach of the Axtell Lady Cats is Kelly Cooksley, assisted by Callie Arnold. Axtell is 6-8 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Currently airing on ESPN 1460, Kearney High is hosting Lincoln East tonight. And after one quarter, the Kearney girls lead Lincoln East by a score of 14-4. Also tonight on PlatteRiverPreps.com and 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings High is taking on Grand Island Northwest. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Taryn Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. And we'll tip it off after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
And glad to have you along with us as we're ready to get tonight's basketball game underway. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. The home white and purple trim for Axtell. The traveling black and silver trim for the Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth. They'll go from left to right, Axtell, from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Harms will jump center for the Falcons, and the freshman Melema will get up there for Axtell. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by the hometown Wildcats. And into their offense, Lundeen. Over on the right wing to Prusoski. Dribbles to the elbow and kicks it back out to Melema. Up to Lundeen, the team's leading scorer. Falcons zoning up to start the basketball game. Kind of a 3-2 look. Into the paint to Melema. Her short jumper bounces off the iron. No good. Lundeen fights for the rebound. It's knocked out of her hands over to Prusoski. Then the jumper on the outside will not go. And the rebound brought down by Harms. Wilcox Hildreth with their first offensive possession of the basketball game. Into the front court with it will be Wojciechowski. Back up top to Harms. Harms and Earhart, two of the top players in the conference. Into the corner for a three, pool. It's going to skip in and out, no good. Backside rebound run down by Kit Wells. Wells will hustle it up into the front court. Stop at the top of the circle and pick the dribble up. Give it off to Gabby Nickel. Between the circles now to Lundeen. Playing catch on the right side. Now they'll switch it over to the weak side to Wells, but nothing going inside right now. High post Melema. Back out Lundeen. Lundeen trying to spin off of a screen, but the screen doesn't set very well, so she'll get rid of it. Back over to Nickel. Melema to the baseline. Head and shoulder fake, but nowhere to go for Prasoski. And finally, we've got a whistle. And out of bounds off of Axtell. So Wilcox-Hildreth, not any taller, but they're just solid in that 3-2 zone. Axtell really didn't dribble penetrate into it, and they weren't able to get any shots off. So back over to Wilcox-Hildreth. Into the front court, trying to break some pressure, driving it all the way to the basket. The ball then knocked away. It's loose in the lane, still being punched around. And Lundeen will come out of there with it for Axtell. She drives the coast, kicks it out on the wing. 15-footer is no good by Nickel. Rebound comes out long to Poole. Poole tries to push it up, lost it, got it back. Up ahead, wide open is Riley Jenkins. Axtell thought they had stolen the basketball, and then they let Jenkins get to the other end for the game's first point. So it's 2-0. Wilcox-Hildreth just about 2 minutes in. Nickel with it on the right wing. Just playing catch. Axtell really struggling here in the first few possessions in the half court. Off the right elbow, Lundeen, and she double dribbled. Second turnover for Axtell. And checking in, Catherine Sorensen. She missed the first half of the season as well. So we'll see when Coach Cooksley decides to bring Hannah Kring in, suited up for the first time this year. Inbounds pass stolen away. Prasoski right underneath her own hoop, and she'll lay it up and in. The place you don't want to inbound the basketball is underneath the opponent's hoop. And the turnover for Wilcox-Hildreth turns in to a layup. And on the pressure, a foul going to be called. First foul of the game goes on Axtell's Kit Wells. And Wilcox-Hildreth will still be in the backcourt here with Earhart to throw it in. Dumps it into the backcourt to Wojciechowski. Spread the floor here, man-to-man in the half-court defense for Axtell. Riley Jenkins in front of us here in the right-hand corner. Has the basketball guarded by Sorensen. Posts it up now down to Harms. Harms trying to back in on Prasoski. Draws the double team. Out for the 19-footer Poole. It's no good. Loose ball grabbed by the Falcons, and a foul will send Riley Jenkins to the line to shoot two free throws. Ball came up short. She grabbed it right behind the backboard, took a dribble, and draws the foul on Sorensen. Her first and the team's second. 2-2, trying to break the early tie. The free throw is short by Jenkins. 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. JV game went long for the boys. Girls played three quarters, but they were in the other gym. The boys played the full four JV. They went just a little bit long. Second free throw on the way, and that rolls in for Jenkins. So Riley has the first 3 points of the ball game here for Wilcox-Hildreth, and Axtell will bring the ball into the front court. Kick it off on the right side. Prasoski up top. Wells. Sorensen sets the pick, but screens on zones are not going to do you a whole lot down low. So Lundeen drives in, goes backside. Prasoski, she walked with the basketball. Third turnover here for Axtell, and the Cats aren't really even getting any shots off so far in this game. The only bucket they have is a steal on an inbounds play. Now they put some pressure on. Lundeen went for the steal, didn't get it. Wilcox-Hildreth gets the ball across the timeline, weaving her way through traffic, and then stopping and walking with the basketball, Earhart. She did all the hard work, and then when she got in the open court, she looked for somebody to pass it to and couldn't find a teammate. So the turnovers are even at three apiece. And here comes Hannah Kring in with 4:50 to go, her first action for Axtell here since the injury, and she's been out for a number of games. This could make a big difference how she and Sorensen are able to play here. Coach Cooksley didn't want to mess up the starting rotation, so he brings them off the bench as the three-pointer is cast up and no good by Nickel. Rebound brought down by Emily Poole. Poole will bring the ball into the front court here for the Falcons. Guarded there by Kring at the three-point line. Poole, there's nobody to throw it to. Had to get rid of it to avoid the five-second count, and it's picked off there by Nickel. Up ahead to Lundeen. Goes in for the layup and scores. Defense turns into points here for the Axtell Wildcats, and both their buckets are on layups, and it's 4-3. Axtell midway through this first quarter of play. Falcons bring it across the timeline, kick it into the corner. Ball fake three, and before the dribble off the foot, a hand check foul going to be called here on Axtell. Fouls on Prosaski. First on Carley. And Wilcox-Hildreth will throw it in underneath their own hoop, try to lob it in short to Harm. She'll put the jumper up. No good. Offensive rebound back up and in by Alex Wojciechowski. And that's been a problem for Axtell this year, giving up too many rebounds. And they hope with Kring back in the lineup, that'll help them out. 5-4, Wilcox-Hildreth, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Over to the right elbow with it is Nickel. Dumps it in the corner to Prosaski. Off the cut, Kring. Kring drives and lays it up and in. So Hannah gets to the scorebook, and it's 6-5. Axtell with the pressure on. They get it to Poole. Poole trying to dribble out of there. Steps through the double team. And ahead across the timeline, they've got numbers. They go to Wojciechowski. Puts up an off-balance runner. It's no good. And the rebound run down to the far corner by Rachel Earhart. Earhart trying to get it out of there, and a foul will be called. Axtell has them trapped, but they keep swatting the arms. They don't stand solid with the hands in the air, and they've been dinged a couple times here for fouls because of that. It's a second on Sorensen. They just get a little anxious, and Wilcox-Hildreth to throw it in. Inbounds pass comes to Wojciechowski, 17-footer, no good. Body's crashing for the board. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Wilcox-Hildreth. And into the ball game, Kit Wells for Axtell. Here comes Emily Bergstrom for the Falcons, along with Cameron Preston. 6-5 Axtell. And Wilcox-Hildreth to throw it in. Looking into the paint, they overthrow the intended target, Riley Jenkins. The ball all the way into the backcourt. Finally picked up Wells. She'll take it in for another layup. Axtell scoring on layups here. And it's 8-5. Lady Cats with the lead, and a timeout will be called by Wilcox-Hildreth. 2:49 to go in the first quarter of play in this Fort Kearney Conference girls matchup. It's Axtell 8 and Wilcox-Hildreth 5. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth out of the Wilcox-Hildreth timeout. They trail 8-5, 2:49 to go here as the inbounded in the first quarter of play. Over on the left wing with it, crossover dribble and a pull-up jumper at the free throw line is good for Rachel Earhart. And they're able to score right off the timeout, 8-7 Axtell. Cats bring it into the front court with Lundeen. Kring is in there, Prosaski, Wells, and Nickel. Nickel on the back cut, can't get it to her. Kick it out on the left wing to Lundeen on the elbow to Prosaski. Takes the bounce pass underneath. Wells is there, quick shot. Bounces off the rim, no good. Kring gets the offensive rebound, and she is fouled. Hannah will go to the line for our first free throws for Axtell. And the foul on Wilcox-Hildreth, the first of the game, and it's on Preston. Kring's free throw on the way, and it is good. Into the ball game again, Wojciechowski and Harms after a quick breather for Wilcox-Hildreth. And coming out will be Poole and Jenkins. Second free throw now for Kring. And Hannah puts it up, and that one's just a tad strong. Rebound is a tie-up, and the arrow points the way of Wilcox-Hildreth. Preston was able to get the rebound with 2:16 to go here in the first quarter. 9-7. Axtell with a two-point lead over Wilcox Hildreth, facing the full court pressure. Ball comes in to Harms. They'll clear things out. Jessica tries to dribble it up the floor. Finally gives it to Wojciechowski. And for Alex, she'll bring it across to the timeline and get him into their half court against the man-to-man defense here of the Lady Cats. Nickel went for the steal, didn't quite get it. Wojciechowski dribbles to the left post. Now down to the block, and she's fouled on the running shot. Two free throws coming up for Alex. And this will be the fifth foul already on Axtell, and it's the second on Kit Wells. First free throw now for Wojciechowski, who has a bucket already in the quarter, is up and short. No good. In for Axtell is Sophie Melema. Second free throw now coming up. Couple of dribbles, and Wojciechowski set. Puts it up, and good. So Alex gets one of two. She's got 3 points. It's a one-point contest, 9-8. Axtell, minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. Prasoski up top to Wells. Wells keeping it around the perimeter on the zone. Off the screen, they go to Nickel. Nickel dribbles but doesn't go anywhere. Gives it to Prasoski on the right elbow. Bounce pass underneath the Melema. She turns, she shoots, and she's fouled. Almost a three-point play, but it rolled off the rim. And Sophie Melema will go to the line and shoot two. Foul is called on Cameron Preston. She's got both Falcon fouls. And the first free throw by Melema is too strong, no good. And now for the Cats will be Reagan Miller, one of the freshmen on the team. Both Melemas and Miller and Snell, all freshmen, have all seen plenty of playing time this year. Melema's second free throw, no good. And then Prasoski with the foul. Last time she went in, tried to go over the back of Preston and tied her up. This time they get her for the foul. And for Carly, that'll be her second. So all of a sudden, Axtell has six fouls in the first quarter and three players with two. And Prasoski will check out of the game, and Ashley Schnell will come in. This should help Wilcox Hildreth break the press if they have to go that deep on the bench for Axtell. And a carry going to be called as they do bring it up the floor. Fifth turnover for Wilcox Hildreth. At halftime, it is Kearney 27 and Lincoln East 13. Girls action currently airing on ESPN 1460. 9-8 Axtell, a minute and a half to go first quarter. The Lady Cats with the lead, and Kit Wells has the ball. Skips it over to Lundeen, who has been very quiet outside of a layup. Down to Melema, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds off Harms. Both coaches off the bench constantly shouting instructions to their ladies here. As the inbounds pass is underthrown, and Wojciechowski got a hand on it, tipped it, and stole it. Fourth turnover for Axtell, and Wojciechowski will bring it into the front court. Stop on the left wing and kick it back to the trailer, who is Earhart. They're playing catch on the left side of the key. Earhart, one dribble to the free throw line. Back to Wojciechowski. Off the screen, she drives and scores. 5 points now for Wojciechowski, and the lead back to Wilcox Hildreth, 10-9. Snell with it into the right-hand corner as Axtell gets back into their offense. They'll throw over the top of the zone to Lundeen. Snell on the left wing. Looked at the corner, now drives into the paint, kicks it up top, three-pointer on the way. Miller nailed it. Reagan Miller with the game's first three-point bucket. And it's 12-10. Axtell, 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Into the front court with it, Jessica Harms. The senior gets by everybody, takes it down the middle of the lane. Shot no good. Contact. And then as she gets the rebound, a foul is called. And Coach Kelly Cooksley wants an explanation. That was a weird one, because I think they called it on the Axtell girl who was on the floor. And a 1-1 coming up here. The foul was called on Ashley Schnell, who tried to take a charge on Harms, missed the shot. Harms grabbed the ball, fell to the ground, and then that's when the whistle came for the foul. So she must have grabbed her while she was on the floor trying to get up there. It's a 1-1, and the first free throw by Harms is on the way and no good. Fight for the rebound, and Earhart will grab it. Kicks it out for a 15-footer that's no good, but following her shot is Bergstrom. She gets the rebound. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Still Wilcox Hildreth ball. Bergstrom checks the clock, sees that there's plenty of time, gets it over to Earhart. Earhart drives, runner from 10, bouncing around, no good. Rebound, Preston just throws it up there and gets bailed out on the foul. No chance of that shot going in, but she knew she didn't have much time and cast it up there. And now Cameron Preston, a chance to pick up points from the free throw line. 3 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. And the first free throw by Preston is on the way, and it is good. The foul was on Schnell. That's the eighth foul of the first quarter here on Axtell. And the second free throw coming up here for Cameron Preston, the 5'9 sophomore. There are a ton of youngsters on this Wilcox-Hildreth team, hardly any seniors, just two in Earhart and Harms. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Kring, and Axtell will cast it up from three-quarter court. That's a pretty good toss there by Lauren Lundeen. It's off the mark, and we are at the end of the first quarter of play. 12-11 Axtell here on Classic Hits.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back to Axtell. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. After one quarter of play, Axtell leads at 12-11. Nobody with more than one bucket for Axtell. Wojciechowski has five to lead Wilcox-Hildreth. Five turnovers for the Falcons, four for Axtell, who gets the ball to start the second quarter of play. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Keene, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Working it for the zone, Lundeen. Her first three is good. Lundeen just wasn't involved much in the offense in the first quarter, and they set the first play of the second quarter up for her, and it's 15-11, Axtell by four. Well, Cox-Hildreth with some trouble trying to save the ball in. It goes off the noggin of Rachel Earhart and out of bounds. Ball got loose. Lundeen, you know how you just whip it off somebody's leg? Well, she just threw it back over her head, and it ricocheted off Earhart up into the crowd, and Will Cox-Hildreth will turn it over. 15-11 Axtell. 12-1 Will Cox-Hildreth, 6-8 Axtell, but at full strength for the first time this year. Baseline Melama. Melama, right side, doesn't dribble and instead just throws it off the leg of Harms and out of bounds. So Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. On the baseline with it, Kit Wells. Right underneath, Prasoski's open, but before she can get the shot, somebody grabbed her. They knew they got beat, and Wells will not get to go to the line here. Foul will be on Jessica Harms. That'll be her first and the team's third. Eight already on Axtell. Inbound to Lundeen. Comes down the lane. The runner is no good. Ball tipped around, and Harms will grab her second rebound. The Falcons out-rebounded Axtell 11-4 in that first quarter. With it is Poole. Emily dribbles to the right side and gives it off to Riley Jenkins. Back to Poole. Man-to-man defense here. They lob it into the paint to Jenkins. Jenkins lost the ball, rolls out front, still a scramble for it. We're going to end up getting a jump. And the arrow points the way of Wilcox-Hildreth, so they'll maintain possession here with 6:43 to go. And another timeout going to be called, this one by Wilcox-Hildreth, brought to you by Joe Methy. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your life, home, and auto and business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. It's 15-11 in favor of Axtell. We'll be right back.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth. your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Welcome back to Axtell with 6:43 to go in the second quarter of play. Wilcox Hildreth trying to find a little bit of their offense. They're not a high-scoring team. They're not going to get you in the 60s, but they've been very consistent. Their defense has been the strength most of this season. They usually have somebody go off for about 20 a night and carry them, and so far they haven't been able to get much going. Off the screen, the jumper is on the way by Earhart from 15. No good. Rebound brought down by Sophie Melema. Gives it off to Lundeen into the front court. They'll go with Miller. Back to Laura, right side of the key, dribbles left. Gives it off to Nickel, 12-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Harms. That's her third. Tries to find a guard. Wojciechowski comes back and gets the ball. Brings it into the front court, into the paint. Turnaround jumper from 10. It rolls off the rim, no good. And ripping down the rebound in a battle there, Laura Lundeen. She brings it coast to coast. Throws up a wild shot over the defender. It's no good. Ball comes out long. It's still loose and ends up in the hands of Emily Poole. Poole brings it in, throws it up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Axtell. The official started to raise his hand to call a foul and then decided against it. And Wilcox Hildreth will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Falcons looking to get it in to the corner. Wojciechowski, 18-footer. No good. And they'll say that the ball went out of... Oh, no, a foul. A foul on the rebound called against Wilcox Hildreth. Jessica Harms, that's her second. Team's fourth. Nobody in the game has one foul, but we do have six different players with two as Lundeen brings it into the front court to Prasoski. Left-hand corner to Nickel. She's wide open, just passes it down to the baseline to Kring. Tries to get it into Hannah again, double-teamed. Out to Lundeen, sets for the three, fires the three. It's off the mark. Grabbing the loose basketball is Nickel, and then it's stolen away. Fifth turnover for Axtell. Axtell is 2 of 4 from beyond the arc. Only one attempted so far in the game by Wilcox Hildreth, who's stuck on 11. They've yet to score here in the second quarter. Earhart dribbles to the baseline. Gives it down to Harms on the post, working on Kring. Around her, the shot blocked. Kring blocked the shot, took it away. Here's Lundeen in traffic all the way to the rack. And good enough defense again to make her take it to the side and miss the shot. And the rebound brought down simultaneously there by Lundeen and Harms. And the arrow points the way of Axtell. Axtell usually very solid in transition when they can get an outlet on a rebound or get a turnover on their press. And here's Charlene Corral coming into the game for Wilcox Hildreth. It's Axtell ball. They'll get it to Prasoski in the left-hand corner. Trying to set up a three. In the corner they get it. The shot on the way, and it's good, Lundeen. Laura with her second bucket, and those are all the points we've had so far in the second quarter. Two Lundeen threes, and it's 18-11 in favor of Axtell. Falcons have the basketball in the front court with Emily Poole. Into the paint to Jenkins. Back out Poole. Drives to the baseline. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Nickel. And here comes Sorensen back into the ball game. And Sophie Melema for Axtell. Wilcox Hildreth ball underneath their own hoop, trying to get something going here. Corral to throw it in. Fires it far corner. Poole is there for the jumper, and it is good from 17. Emily Poole with her first bucket. And it took nearly 4 minutes, but Wilcox Hildreth is on the board here in quarter number two. 18-13, Kring in the paint. Swings, puts it up too strong, trying to follow the shot. A foul going to be called, but I think they're going to call Wilcox Hildreth. And that brings Coach Muracic off the bench. And the foul called on Wojciechowski, her first. So Axtell to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Sorensen throws it right into the hands of Corral. Corral steals the basketball. And now she'll give it off to Wojciechowski. Jenkins wide open at the other end. They got it to her a little late. She missed the shot. Ball being tapped around. And a jump ball. But first a timeout. So Melama is going to get the rebound, and before the jump ball, a timeout will be called here by Axtell. 3:51 to go in the first half of play. It is Axtell 18 and Wilcox Hildreth 13. We'll be right back.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Axtell called the timeout to save the possession. And as they bring the ball up the floor, another one that's knocked out of bounds. So the Cats will throw it in, leading at 18-13. Go all the way up to the top of the circle to Lundeen. Back on the left-hand wing to Nickel. Looking for Sorensen on the post. She's covered. Stay on the left side here against this zone defense that the Falcons have been in all night long. Lundeen finds a seam, drives, gets fouled on her way to the hoop. Riley Jenkins got an arm on her there, and two free throws are coming up. For Jenkins, that's her first foul, sixth team foul on Wilcox Hildreth. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats, give you an update on the Kearney High game, a little preview of the boys' game. Stay with us as the free throw is up and it is in. Lundeen has all 7 points for Axtell here in quarter number two. 19-13. One positive here for Axtell, besides having the lead, they haven't been called for a foul in the second quarter after committing 8 in the first. Lundeen's second free throw, no good. Long rebound is grabbed in the corner there by Ashley Snell, who just checked in, and a second chance for the Wildcats. Lundeen to Snell in the right-hand corner. On the block, Melama back out for the three. It's a little strong by Snell, and the rebound brought down by Emily Poole, her fourth. Poole will bring the ball into the front court. Give it off to Wojciechowski. Skips it over there to Corral and back out top. Trying to move it a little bit quicker here. And on the entry pass, we're going to get a foul called on Melama. That'll be the first on Sophie. And a 1-1 coming up here for Wilcox Hildreth. Riley Jenkins, she's 1 of 2 at the line. Scored the first 3 points for the Falcons. And the free throw is up and in. 19-14. Axtell leading by 5. Team struggling a little bit here offensively in the first half. Second free throw on the way, and it rattles home. So Jenkins hits them both and cuts the lead to 4. 19-15 Axtell as the ball's brought up the floor here on the right side by Lundeen. Gives it off to Reagan Miller, who's back in. Swing it across to Nickel, her 17-footer, no good. Long rebound. Tracked down by Snell, and then Snell will be fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1, as that is the 7th team foul here on Wilcox Hildreth, and the first on Emily Poole. Don't forget that there is more basketball action coming up collegiately tonight. UNK is home, taking on South Dakota Mines, as the front end of the 1-1 is no good. Rebound to Preston, and off to the races they come. Coast to coast, driving and scoring is Corral. Charlene got the outlet pass and never stopped. 19-17, your score. Back-to-back buckets here for Wilcox Hildreth. Schnell up top for Axtell. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass left wing. Lundeen, head and shoulder fake, drives. 8-foot runner, no good. Melama got the rebound. Ball knocked out of her hands, but it's still Axtell's. Nickel up top. Wide open underneath. Schnell calling for the ball. They got it to her too late. The ball is tipped and stolen away. 7th turnover for Axtell. And here comes Wilcox Hildreth into the front court. The runner is up, and it is in. And we are tied at 19. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Right-hand corner, Nickel. Back out, Schnell. Reverse it into the left-hand corner to Lundeen. She has the only one that scored in the quarter. Takes another jumper and hits it. Laura Lundeen is an incredible player here at Axtell. And because they're not state-rated, she's probably overlooked at what she's done for this team. She's got 9 in the quarter and 11 of her team's 21 points. 21-19 on the post to Preston. Preston turns his double team to Wojciechowski at the free throw line. Her jumper sitting on the rim, no good. Melamo will grab her fourth rebound here for Axtell. To Lundeen, who fires it into the court to Miller. Back to Laura, 4-3, but that one will not go. And a tie-up on the rebound between Preston and Snell. And the arrow points the way of Wilcox Hildreth, so they'll get it with 1:13 to go here in the first half of play. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up, so stay with us as Corral brings it into the front court. Patience here to Poole. Poole dribbles into the corner to Preston. Back out top, they'll go to Wojciechowski. Back to Poole. Everything outside the arc. Looked inside. The pass is taken away. Sophie Melamo, just the second turnover of the quarter for Wilcox Hildreth. Lundeen weaves her way through traffic, brings it into the paint, puts it off the square. It rattles around, no good. Rebound brought down by Preston. And then it's knocked off of her leg by Lundeen and out of bounds. And so another opportunity here for Axtell. 21-19, Lady Cats. And looking to throw it in is Lundeen. Gets it out here to Season Melamo, who has checked in. Back to Laura with 40 seconds to go in the half. She picks the dribble up to Miller. Right-hand corner to Melamo. Season gives it to Sophie. Back out to Season. Tries to get it over here to Lundeen. Bounce pass baseline. Melamo's jumper is up and in. Sophie with her first bucket of the basketball game. 23-19 Axtell. Till 20 seconds to go here in the half. Corral brings it into the front court for Wilcox Hildreth. Over to Poole. Down to 10 seconds to go. Poole dribbles into the right-hand corner. Tries the baseline and stepped out of bounds. Wilcox Hildreth has turned it over on three straight possessions after tying the game. 6 seconds to go, and Wilcox Hildreth a little late trying to put some pressure on. Nobody was going to throw it in here. Axtell went back and got it. They get it into the front court. Plenty of time for Miller to shoot the three, but it's over everything. And the shot at the horn by Melamo, she's fouled. They took the shot so quickly that Season Melamo was able to get the rebound, and she got clocked. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. And then we will go to the halftime locker room with two free throws coming up for Melamo. And Wilcox Hildreth can head off to the locker room. They don't have to wait around to see what happened. Emily Poole with her second foul. So it's 23-19. Let's see if that changes here. And the free throw, first of two, is good. Season's first point of the game. So after a 6-0 run to tie it by Wilcox Hildreth, a chance to get six right back here for Axtell, and they do. Season hits them both. That's what hustle gets you right there, grabbing that rebound. And at the half, it's Axtell 25 and Wilcox Hildreth 19. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So stay with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? with their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See CapaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back to Axtell High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It is Axtell 25 and Wilcox-Hildreth 19, halftime of our girls' game. And over at Kearney High, they have finished up three quarters, and the Kearney High girls with a 40-20 lead over Lincoln East. That game currently airing on ESPN 1460 tonight. Our boys' game will be coming up next, so stay with us for that. That should be a dandy as the Axtell Wildcats come in with a record of 10-4, and Wilcox-Hildreth is 11-2. Axtell has won six of their last seven games. The only loss was what we saw last week against Elm Creek, the top team of the conference, along with Overton. And this is going to be a heck of a Fort Kearney Conference tournament, boys and girls. There's no guarantee anybody's even going to get to the semifinals out of the top six and eight teams. So it's going to be some really, really, really good basketball. But for Axtell, this is virtually their last home game in quite some time. In fact, for the girls, they have one more home game this season, and that's against Southwest on the 15th. Both teams, that's it. They've got four more road games before this season comes to an end. For Wilcox-Hildreth, their boys having some outstanding success. Their only losses coming to Kennesaw in the holiday tournament, and then they avenged that loss after the first of the year, and then they lost to Elm Creek in a very defensive ball game, 39-24. That was the lowest point total for Elm Creek all season, but it was also obviously the lowest point total for Wilcox-Hildreth. So the Falcons, as we told you, they're girls. Even though they're 12-1, they've only beaten two teams with winning records, and that's kind of the same story for the boys. They've only beaten two teams with winning records at 11-2. And then you take a look at Axtell. They've kind of already been through a little bit of the gauntlet here in the Fort Kearney Conference. They've played Overton. They've played Elm Creek. They've played Amherst. And Bertrand beat them in a non-conference game. They lost to Arcadia Loop City in the holiday tournament. So some very good teams that they have already played. And their big win this year, of course, came against Amherst, who pushed Gibbon to the final buzzer last night. So should be a very good one tonight. And we are looking forward to bringing it to you here on Classic Hits. We'll take a break and look at the first half stats of our girls' game, which Axtell leads 25-19 after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. First off, for Wilcox-Hildreth, they've had six different players get in the scorebook. Nobody's really exploded here. Emily Poole, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Emily Bergstrom, 1 rebound. Rachel Earhart, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Alex Wojciechowski, 5 points and a rebound. Riley Jenkins, 5 points and a rebound. Jessica Harms has not scored, has 4 rebounds. Cameron Preston, 1 point, a game-high 6 rebounds. And Charlene Corral has 4 points. 19 points at the half. 19 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 9 turnovers, foul situation 2 apiece on Poole, Harms, and Preston. We'll take a look at the first half numbers for Axtell right after this timeout.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2013 Ford Taurus Limited. Low miles, has navigation, sunroof, heated front seats. 2011 Ford Fusion SEL 4-door V6 has sunroof and leather heated front seats with low miles. 2010 Nissan Altima SL has sunroof and leather. 2011 Ford Edge Limited, all-wheel drive, low miles, navigation, Vista roof, leather. All have had multi-point inspection and are ready to sell fast. That's Crossroads Ford Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Let's take a look at our numbers now for Axtell. They have also had six players score, led by Laura Lundeen. She scored 11 points, hit a couple of threes. She's got three rebounds. Kit Wells, 2 points and a rebound. Gabby Nickel, a rebound. Reagan Miller hit a three-point bucket for her total. Carly Prasoski has two. Hannah Kring in her first game back, 4 points, two rebounds, one block. Ashley Schnell, three rebounds. Season Melima, 2 points and a rebound. And Sophie Melima, 2 points, four rebounds. At the half for Axtell, they have 25 points. They pulled down 15 rebounds as they did a much better job in that category in the second quarter. They're 4 of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from three-point land, one block shot, and 7 turnovers. They do have 4 different players with 2 fouls, but those were all in the first quarter of play. Wells, Prasoski, Sorensen, and Schnell. So at the half, your score is Axtell 25 and Wilcox-Hildreth 19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as Axtell will get the ball to start the second half of play. They lead it 25-19. That equals their largest lead. They had a 7-point lead, so a bucket here by Lundeen could change that. Has it partially blocked on the way up, and ripping it down will be Jessica Harms. Harms will bring the ball up the floor. They need to get her involved offensively here right off the bat, get her going. As Harms and Earhart have been very quiet, only 2 points between the two. Wojciechowski on the left wing against the man-to-man of Axtell. Poole, top of the key, gets it to Jenkins, and as Jenkins drives, a hand check foul on Axtell. So let's see if they come out of the gate overly aggressive again like they did in the first quarter. As the foul is called on Sophie Melima, that's her second. Wilcox-Hildreth ball underneath their own hoop. Chucking it in will be Earhart. Trying to go right underneath. They get it to Jenkins. She'll find a little room and lay it up and in. Jenkins now with 7 points. And Wilcox-Hildreth scores on their opening possession of the half. Into the front court with it is Lundeen. Laura drives to the right side into the hands of Nickel. Nickel looks at the three, guarded there by Earhart. Lundeen takes it off the screen. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Nothing there on the baseline. Back over to Prasoski. Again, this is reminiscent of how the game started. Not a lot going on inside the three-point arc right here for Axtell. They started the game extremely slow. It was 2-2 over 3 minutes in. Lundeen drives, runs right into Harms. They let it go. She got her own rebound, though, and put it up and in. Yeah, there's nothing you can do there if you're Wilcox Hildreth. That ball just bounced the right way, and it's 27-21. Axtell, three-pointer, wing up and in. Harms. Jessica Harms hits the first three of the game for Wilcox Hildreth, and it's 27-24 Lady Cats. Into the front court with it will be Lundeen on the elbow to Prasoski. Back cut covered, so they'll kick it out to Nickel. Now she'll try to drive into the corner. Couldn't get to the baseline where she's double-teamed. Back out Prasoski, 360 with the dribble. Dishes it off to Melama. Harms knocked it out of her hand. She got it back. Melama can't dribble, though. Already used it up. Finally gets rid of it to Lundeen, and they'll reset. Kit Wells starts to the right side. Good defense here by the Falcons. And a three-pointer. Lundeen lets it go. It's no good. And they'll just let the ball go out of bounds to Wilcox Hildreth. So the Falcons getting out of that loose zone that they had in the first half. And maybe confusing Axtell here a little bit to open the third quarter of play. Emily Poole has the basketball. Wilcox Hildreth is down by three. And into the front court with it, the Falcons. Across the timeline to Harms. Harms way out around midcourt, and all the pressure is out there to Poole. Poole back over to Harms, who had used her dribble. On the block, they get it to Earhart. Turnaround jumper comes up short. Offensive rebound, Jenkins. She put it back up and in, but they're going to wave it off and say that there was a foul on Axtell before the shot. And the foul is going to be called on Gabby Nickel. That'll be her first. And it'll be Wilcox Hildreth ball underneath their own hoop, down by three. Earhart, unguarded, tries to get it in, and another one off the melon. One went off the face of Wilcox Hildreth in the first half. This one goes off of Hannah Kring. She tipped it away, and then it bounced off of Jenkins, so she had to try to save it in and threw it off her face, and it'll be Wilcox Hildreth ball. Jenkins left wing. Back out to Wojciechowski. Everybody outside the arc except for Harms. Now a dribble to the free throw line of the jumper is up and in for Earhart. So we mentioned Harms and Earhart needed to get involved, and they've both scored here early in the third quarter. At the other end, Wells from the right baseline put it up too strong. Prasoski with the rebound, throws it up there, no good. And the defensive rebound brought down by Harms, her sixth, and a chance for the Falcons to take the lead. Wojciechowski looks for the trailer, kicks it back out there to Earhart. Inside they'll go and kick it out to Poole for the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound into the hands of Laura Lundeen, her fifth. A little more tempo now as Lundeen goes coast to coast, lays it up and in. And a foul will go along with it. Rachel Earhart with her first. And Lundeen now with 15 in the game. Sorensen will re-enter for Axtell. 29-26, 4:27 to go, third quarter. Here on Classic Hits, Kearney High's girls on ESPN Radio in full control over Lincoln East at last check. Free throw Sorensen, rattled in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Riley Jenkins. Axtell will drop back, and Harms will bring it across the timeline. 29-26, Axtell with the lead. Wilcox Hildreth trying to catch up. In the right-hand corner with it is Earhart. Out to Poole. Tries another three. This one, again, just short. Offensive rebound. Back up Harms and in. So Harms with all five of her points here in the quarter. 29-28 Axtell. 4 minutes to go in the third. Sorensen to the right-hand corner. Knocked out of her hands by Poole. Into the Axtell bench, and they'll toss it in right in front of us here. Checking back in for Wilcox Hildreth will be Alexa Heinrichs. And Axtell trying to get it into Lundeen. She's covered. Somebody's going to have to move. And now Lundeen comes out a little farther and takes the pass. Off the screen. Thought about the long range two, but didn't take it. Over to Prasoski at the top of the circle. Back cut. There's a beautiful pass to Nickel, but she can't finish. Rebound brought down by Jenkins. Up the floor, Earhart. Brings it up left side. Nobody's over there to guard her, so she'll drive it in and get fouled, and it won't go. Boy, it rolled all the way around twice. It wouldn't go. Jenkins brought the ball up the floor, and they had a two-on-one. And Lundeen wasn't quite sure who to take. She stayed on the ball. And then a foul called on Hannah Kring, her first. Two free throws now for Rachel Earhart, her first of the game. And she can tie it, and she does. 5 points now for Earhart, 29 all. Wells back in here for Axtell and Nickel will check out, and now Wilcox Hildreth a chance to take the lead. And the free throw by Earhart is on the way, and it's good. And Wilcox Hildreth has their first lead of the second half. They were down six at halftime, and they're on an 11-4 run, 30-29. Lundeen wide open, shoots the three. It's too strong. Rebound comes out long, but Earhart grabs it for the Falcons, pushes it up the floor, stops on the block, kicks it out to the wing. Harms for the three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jenkins. It's another chance here for the Falcons. Try to lob it in. Good catch by Earhart. Backside pass, layup, Harms. Beautiful play by Rachel Earhart, and it's 32-29. Wilcox Hildreth. Axtell will try and gather themselves here. Go with a high 1-4. Over to Prasoski. Rotate Lundeen through. She was wide open underneath, and nobody was even paying attention. So now she'll dribble it in there and draw the blocking foul on Earhart. That'll be her second team foul. 2:45 to go, third quarter, and Wilcox Hildreth is now on top, 32-29 on an 8-0 run. Wells to throw it in for Axtell. Tried to lob it into Crane, and it's stolen away. First turnover of the half on Axtell. Middle of the floor with it is Earhart. Stops, nobody guards her. Three-pointer good. Rachel Earhart hits the three-point bucket. It's 35-29. An 11-0 run. And Axtell not going to use a timeout. So they'll swing it over to Sorensen. Sorensen off the screen, drives, and they're going to call her for the walk. And Axtell running into one of those droughts that hurts them. This has kind of been a problem for the Lady Cats this year, especially in the games we've seen. They'll be playing well. They could put together 24 good minutes, but somewhere along the line, they always find a drought. And right now, that drought, they were up 29-24, and now, after the 11-0 run, it's 35-29 Falcons, and they've got the ball. Wojciechowski against the tight man-to-man gives it to Poole. Guarded by Lundeen. Poole decides to drive, and Lundeen's going to be called for the hand check. That's her first foul of the game. Final score, the Kearney High girls, 58, and Lincoln East, 31. The boys' game will be coming up next on ESPN 1460. Axtell on the defense, thinking about the three. Wojciechowski to Poole, who will take the three. That comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Lundeen, her sixth. Laura trying to find a little gap. Kicks it back out. Prasoski, 16-footer, short. Ball comes straight down to Prasoski, who followed her shot. And a second-chance opportunity here for Axtell, who needs some points. Carly again straight away. This time it's no good. Rebound grabbed by Jenkins, then taken away by Melima, who missed the layup. And another rebound by Jenkins. So Axtell, golden opportunity, couldn't cash in. Wilcox Hildreth in the corner, Harms. Melima denies the entry pass, and the steal is made by Sophie. And here comes Axtell. Long outlet pass to Wells. Wells gets around Wojciechowski, and then is fouled as she takes it to the hoop. Could be on one of two players here for Wilcox Hildreth. And it's going to be on Wojciechowski. That'll be the second on Alex. And two free throws coming up here for Kit Wells. First one, bouncing around and falls through. Third point of the game for Kit Wells, and that will snap the 11-0 run by Wilcox Hildreth. 35-30 Falcons. Here's Preston back in, along with Heinrichs for Wilcox Hildreth. And the second free throw up, that's short. But we had a lane violation, and she's going to get to try it again. So Wilcox Hildreth fell in the lane a little too quickly. And the second free throw on the way, missed it anyway. So Wilcox Hildreth, no penalty there, and they get the rebound. That's the eighth for Harms. Harms brings it into the front court, stops and kicks it out to Heinrichs. Bounce pass back to Harms. On the block left side, shot too strong. Kit Wells grabs the rebound. Wells will push it into the front court. Bounce pass over to Nickel. Nickel working on the crossover, then takes the runner in the lane. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Harms, and she's fouled. That's the ninth board Jessica Harms, in the third quarter, has 7 points and 5 rebounds. In the first half, she had 0 points and 4 rebounds. Earhart, who had 2 points in the first half, also has 7 points here in this quarter. The foul was on Sophie Malema, her third. 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 35-30, Wilcox Hildreth. Pressure being put on as Bergstrom is back in there to Poole. Poole brings it across the timeline, but stops in no man's land, and she's lucky she got rid of it. You don't stop in that corner, and that's exactly where she was. Poole on the block to Harms, dribbled it off her foot. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds off Lundeen. Axtell fans didn't like that call, as you can hear the groan behind us. And the officials are going to discuss it now. Actually, I thought it was the right call, but it's all the way at the other end of the floor. And they're going to change their mind and give it to Axtell. And that makes Axtell happy. See how easy that is? You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wilcox, Hildreth, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 35-30, Wilcox Hildreth has put up 16 points in the quarter and only 5 for Axtell. 20 seconds to go. Lundeen, they try to post her up. The ball is knocked away. Laura ran it down, got it, threw it back inside, off of Harms and out of bounds. And so Axtell will try it underneath their own hoop again. 14 seconds to go. Wells to throw it in. Kring sets a pick for Lundeen. Now they go back up top to Sorensen. Her pass knocked away. She got it back to Lundeen with 10. Wells is open on the right side. Nobody's guarding her. Drives in, draws the foul, but the shot won't go. Another one that went all the way around and out. And Jessica Harms with her third foul. And two free throws coming up for Kit Wells, who's 1 of 2 at the line and has 3 points. 5 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And Wells will put the free throw up and in. 35-31. Second free throw coming up for Wells. And the junior takes a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and it's too strong. Lundeen followed it, got the rebound, and scored. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter of play. Lundeen just timed that perfectly as the ball took a weird hop off of the rim, and she scores to cut it to 2. And at the end of three quarters of play, Wilcox Hildreth 35, Axtell 33.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We're ready to head to the fourth quarter here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Wilcox Hildreth leading at Axtell by a score of 35-33. Both teams took better care of the ball that quarter, but Axtell simply couldn't score. Everything pretty much even. Fouls, timeouts, rebounds, three-point shooting started to even out there after Wilcox Hildreth shot it a little more from the outside. We said Harms and Earhart would have to come alive, and they scored 14 of their team's 16 points that quarter. Into Poole, she's in traffic, throws up a tough one. It's no good. The rebound grabbed by Axtell's Hannah Kring, and she's going to be fouled. And that will even the team fouls at 5 apiece. It's the third on Emily Poole. Laura Lundeen leads Axtell with 17 points. She had 6 in that quarter, 6 of the 8 that Axtell scored, and that's sometimes where they run into problems, just relying on her. On Wilcox Hildreth's side, 9 for Earhart, 7 for Jenkins and Harms. 35-33 your score. A two-point lead by Wilcox-Hildreth. Prasoski dribbles to the right elbow, kicks it back out to Wells. Kitt finds some room in the paint, and then it's punched away. Wojciechowski forces the steal. That's the 10th turnover for Axtell. I've got the Falcons with 11 so far in the game. On the left wing with it is Poole. And we've got a foul away from the ball there as Kring was playing backside defense on Harms, and Harms was just sticking her backside into her, and they called Kring for a foul. That's the second on Kring, and it's the sixth team foul, so Wilcox-Hildreth will throw it in. Could come down to a free throw shooting contest here in the fourth quarter. Kick it out to Poole, into Harms. Harms pushing her way through, then dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. So the physicality the first time got the foul called. This time it results in a turnover. 35-33, Wilcox-Hildreth. 6:40 to go in the game. Nickel has it in front of us in the right-hand corner. Dribbles out to the key. Nobody guards her. Shoots the three. It's good. Gabby Nickel, her first points of the game. We'll give Axtell the lead back. 36-35. 4 of 11 from three-point land. Wilcox-Hildreth is 2 of 7. And now a travel called as Poole brought it across the timeline and stopped that dribble again. And Coach Maracek will probably have a word with her. That's about the third time she's done that lately. And that just kills you against that press. Ball between the circles here for Kit Wells. Kicks it over the left wing to Lundeen. Weak side. Backs up. Takes the three. That's too strong. High in the air. The ball is batted around. Grabbed there by Prasoski. She throws up a wild one. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Jenkins, who has done a great job here off the glass in the second half. Outlet pass is knocked away. Don't forget, tomorrow it's the Luplat Conference Wrestling Finals starting at about 2:30 here on Classic Hits from Kearney Catholic High School. And the Kearney Catholic Boys Town Boys Varsity game tomorrow night at 6:30 on ESPN 1460. Earhart takes an 18-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Nickel. Nickel finds Lundeen. Up ahead, Prasoski. Decided against the drive. Back out to Laura. Lundeen brings it to the right side of the key to Wells. Back up top, Nichols. 16-footer. Bouncing around. Won't go. And the rebound grabbed by Rachel Earhart. Over to Harms. Axtell has four timeouts remaining. Wilcox-Hildreth has three as we head down the stretch here in the fourth quarter. 36-35 Cats. 5:15 to go in the game. Posting up Harm. She's stuck in the paint. Goes backside. Jenkins was open, but she dropped the ball. Went and got it. Back out to Harms from 16. No good. Rebound brought down by Gabby Nickel. And Axtell wants to call a timeout. 5:03 to go here in the basketball game at Axtell. It is the Wildcats 36 and Wilcox-Hildreth 35. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As always, a big thank you to Brad Nelson, athletic director here at Axtell, and the many fine sponsors that bring you high school basketball. Axtell out of the timeout. They didn't get it in five. They took too long to find who they wanted to here in Lundeen, and then when they decided that she wasn't open, the five-second whistle blows, and that'll be a turnover. And now Wilcox-Hildreth just about a five-second the same spot, but they do get it in. And Harms has it in the front court. 36-35 Axtell. Harms guarded by Kring. Dumps it into the corner. Wojciechowski from 15. No good. Rebound hits the floor. Lundeen grabs it. She's off to the races. Up ahead to Wells. Layup good. Kit Wells with six. Lundeen with the assist. And it's 38-35. Now Axtell is up by three with 4:40 to go. Wojciechowski brings it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Heads to the wing, then brings it back up top to Earhart. Rachel wants to drive, takes the runner up and in. Rachel Earhart with 11 points now. The first points of the fourth quarter for Wilcox-Hildreth. That's what hurt him in the second quarter. It took him forever to score. And it took him over 3.5 minutes to score here in the fourth quarter. But they're only down one. 38-37 Axtell. 4:10 to go in the game. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports post-game show. Final stats, and then we'll get you ready for the boys' game. Try to lob it down to Kring. She's on the left wing, kicks it back out. Ball fake Lundeen, drives it Harms. Harms turned around and is called for the foul. And Lundeen will go to the line and shoot two. And for Jessica Harms, that is her fourth personal foul. Team fouls are even at 6 apiece. And Lundeen to shoot two. Laura so far tonight is 1 of 3 at the line, but she makes it 2 of 4 with her 18th point right there. Sorensen in and Kring out again. It's the first game back for Hannah Kring. Sorensen's first game of the season came last week. Second free throw in and out, no good. And fighting for the rebound, Jenkins has her 8th of the half. Out ahead to Earhart, pushes it up right side, finds a little room in the paint. Same place she just made one from, no good. Follows her shot, no good again. Harms fouled. And free throws coming up for Jessica Harms. Her 10th rebound and has a chance to get points 8 and 9 of the night right here. The foul is on Lundeen, her second. And the first free throw for the lefty Harms on the way, no good. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. 39-37 Axtell. 3:46 remains. Boys game will tip at 8 tonight. Stay with us. Second free throw. Good. So Harms got 1 of 2. And that makes it a 1-point game. 39-38. The top team, Wilcox-Hildreth. Looks like they'll be the number one seed in the conference tournament. But they won 12 in a row. They're trying to avoid a two-game losing streak. Lundeen somehow caught a lob in the lane and scored. Even Laura was trying to figure out, how am I going to get to this one? And she makes another great play for her 20th point, and it's 41-38. The Lady Cats. Harms gives it over to Heinrichs. Alexa swings it right side. Jenkins back up to Heinrichs. Decides to drive into the paint. Ball knocked away. Steal is made. Kit Wells coming up the floor with it. Takes it right into the defender and lays it up and in. And a timeout will be called by Axtell after the make. Kit Wells with her 8th point of the basketball game. And back-to-back buckets for Axtell. Takes the lead back out to 5. 3:04 to go here in the this game. Not the championship, but it could be one of these two teams in it in a little over a week at the FKC. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. 43-38, Axtell leading Wilcox-Hildreth.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
It's Wilcox-Hildreth basketball. Find themselves down 5 with 3 minutes to go. 43-38 Axtell. Wojciechowski keeps it outside the arc to Earhart. On the weak side, now they swing the posts over to Jenkins. Back out, Heinrichs casts up a long-range jumper. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound comes out to Riley Jenkins, her 10th. Now Earhart dumps it down to Harms, gives it off to Jenkins. She makes the layup, but there's a whistle for a travel. They're going to say that Jenkins took an extra step trying to avoid the contact. And that's the 4th turnover of the quarter and the 15th of the game here on Wilcox-Hildreth. Harms with the 4 fouls is going to come out for a breather. And back in will be Corral and Preston with Wojciechowski, Jenkins, and Earhart. It is Axtell basketball. They've got Sorensen, Kring, Prasoski, Lundeen, and Nickel on the floor. Both teams are in the 1-1. Axtell is spreading the floor here with 2:30 to go to use some clock. They're not just holding it. They are running cutters, running their 5-game weave game. Everybody calls it a little something different. but they're definitely spreading the floor, trying to eat some clock. Man-to-man by Wilcox Hildreth, and they need to stay patient. Come out and guard the ball, but don't make a bad foul. There's still plenty of time left in the game. We're down to 2 minutes. Lundeen got by her defender, drives and scores. That's what they're looking for if you're an Axtell Wildcat fan. And six in a row to take the lead out to seven, equaling the largest of the game, 45-38. Earhart, one dribble into the paint. Jenkins turns on Crang, puts the shot up and in. Nice bucket, timeout. Wilcox Hildreth, beautiful move by Riley Jenkins. Her ninth point, but only the fifth of the fourth quarter here for the Falcons. 1:43 remains in the game, and your score, 45-40, Axtell.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
1:43 remains the game. Axtell has the ball, a 45-40 lead after the Wilcox Hildreth bucket. Lundeen into the front court with it. As they spread the floor, and Wilcox Hildreth's got to get tighter out on the ball right here. Nickel, 5 second count on, now puts the dribble on the floor. Wojciechowski on her. Gets it out to Lundeen. Wilcox Hildreth needing to get a steal here. Both teams in the 1-1, and Axtell more than the last time, really a lot more deliberately using the clock here and playing keep away. Lundeen out at midcourt, starts to dribble to the left wing. Earhart on her. Back out Prasoski. That's who they wanted to foul, but they didn't foul her. Now we're down to 1:05 to go. 40 seconds used on the clock here. And finally a foul away from the basketball. And 1-1 coming up. Wilcox Hildreth, they weren't fouling the player with the ball, so they just start grabbing everybody. And the Falcons really haven't been in this position at 12-1 this year. The foul's on Corral, her first. And at the line to shoot a 1-1, Catherine Sorensen has not scored so far in the ball game. 58 seconds to go. Axtell can salt it away from the line. And the free throw is up and good. Sorensen makes it 46-40. It's been a tale of quarters. Axtell a little bit bigger in the second and fourth. Wilcox Hildreth dominated the third. Second free throw, Sorensen hit them both, and that makes it a three-possession game. She'll check out and Wells in just simply so Axtell can get their defense set. Put a little pressure on the ball so that Wilcox Hildreth can't easily bring it up. To Wojciechowski, 58 seconds to go. Alex crossover dribble, kicks it on the wing to Harms. Harms can't get the three, now backs up and shoots the three, and it goes over the backboard. And Axtell will get the basketball. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats coming up here on Classic Hits. As there's some debris on the floor. I don't know what happened, but it looks like a little guy might have lost something, and the ref picked it up and he said, I want it back. I think his brother threw it out on the floor. That's small town basketball. Could be big town too. It could happen anywhere. As Lundeen brings the ball up the floor, playing keep away. And Wilcox Hildreth is not fouling. And they're not being implored to foul. 30 seconds to go. And finally, a foul that will send Gabby Nickel to the line to shoot the 1-1 with 31 seconds to go. Corral commits that one as well. For Wilcox Hildreth, they will play Amherst at home tomorrow night. We saw Amherst beat Gibbon last night. Next three are at home for Wilcox Hildreth. Amherst tomorrow, Silver Lake Tuesday, and 1 week from tonight, Franklin. And for Axtell, they hit the road to play Eustace Farnham and Loomis next week. Coincidentally, could see them both in the FKC in the first two games. As the free throw by Nickel is up and in. That's her fourth point, and that's the largest lead here of the game by Axtell. And the second free throw also good. That makes it 49-40. It was 39-38. And since then, a 10-2 run, 31 seconds to go. Axtell has to make sure they don't foul. Will Cox held it to Wojciechowski, to Corral, dribbles to the right side of the key, backs up, fires the shot, off the iron, no good. And there's your foul on Axtell. Trying to get the rebound. It's going to be on Lundeen. That'll be her third, but she has already scored 22 points and has 8 rebounds in the ballgame. A 1-1 coming up for Rachel Earhart. She's 2 of 2. She's got 11 points so far this evening. But only 20 seconds remain. And Axtell's up 9. And the front end of the 1-1 for Earhart is up and good. So Rachel picks up her 12th point, 49-41. And the second free throw coming up for Rachel Earhart. And she'll put this one up and in. So she hits them both, 49-42. Pressure is on. They get it into Lundeen in the backcourt. That's where they want it, over to Prasoski. Wilcox Hildreth is not going to foul, it doesn't look like. And a timeout actually going to be called here by Axtell so that they don't turn it over. Brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Just 12 seconds remaining. Axtell's going to pick up the win. They lead it 49-42 here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll just keep it right here and remind you that we're broadcasting from the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. 12 seconds remain in the game. It's Axtell 49 and Wilcox Hildreth 42. And after winning their first 12 games of the season, the Falcons will now drop their second straight and maybe move Axtell up in the FKC tournament bracket as they look to throw it in here. Prasoski looks for Lundeen, gets it to Lundeen in the backcourt. She's trying to play keep away, and they will foul. So a foul on Earhart. We'll send Lundeen to the line to shoot a 1-1 with 8 seconds to go. Laura so far tonight is 2 out of 5. And it looks like we'll take a little extra time to bring in some new players. Nobody that hasn't already been in here, though, for Axtell. Both the Melamas are in again. And the first free throw for Lundeen, front end of the 1-1, is good. So Laura earns the bonus, 6 in the quarter, 23 in the game, 50-42 Wildcats. And the second free throw now for Lundeen on the way, and got them both. And that makes it 51-42, one final attempt here for Wilcox Hildreth. Up to Corral. Corral brings it into the, well, she's going to throw it up from half court. And she's pretty strong. She threw it over the backboard with time still remaining. So now Axtell will throw it in. And they should just toss it in, hold it, and this game will be over. And they do to Melama. Melama will hold it. And that's your basketball game. And the Axtell Lady Wildcats back at full strength. Snap a 3-game losing streak. 51-42 over Wilcox Hildreth. Axtell improves to 7-8. And Wilcox Hildreth will fall to 12-2. We'll take a timeout and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, a great selection to choose from their storefront location in Ord, or their sales staff is always taking care of our area athletes and schools to make sure you're better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. Here's the final numbers for the Falcons of Wilcox-Hildreth. Seven players scored. Emily Poole, 2 points, four rebounds. Emily Bergstrom, one rebound. Rachel Earhart led the team with 13 points and 5 rebounds, 11 of those in the second half. Alex Wojciechowski, 5 points and a rebound. Riley Jenkins, 9 points, 10 rebounds. 8 points, 10 rebounds for Jessica Harms, all the points in the second half. In the second half. Cameron Preston, 1 point, 6 rebounds. And Charlene Corral had 4 points. 19 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half, 5 of 6 in the second half. Three-point shooting for the Falcons, 0 of 1 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Wilcox-Hildreth had 19 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half and finished with 42 points, 37 rebounds. 10 out of 15 at the free throw line. They were 2 of 8 from three-point land and 15 turnovers, and the Falcons fall to 12 and 2. They will host Amherst tomorrow night. We'll look at the final numbers for Axtell right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak, from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes, to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Axtell Lady Wildcats. And for Kit Wells, she had 8 points and 2 rebounds. Laura Lundeen had a game-high 24 points and a game-high or team-high 8 rebounds. Gabby Nickel, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Reagan Miller, 3 points. Carly Prasoski, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Catherine Sorensen, 2 points. Hannah Kring, 3 points, 3 rebounds and a block in her return. Ashley Schnell, 3 rebounds. Season Melba, 2 points and a rebound. And Sophie Melba, 2 points, 4 rebounds. 15 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, 4 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. And turnovers, 7 of the first half, 4 in the second half. Axtell had 25 points at halftime. They scored 26 in the second half. And the Lady Cats finished with 51 points, 27 rebounds, 13 out of 22 at the free throw line, 4 of 12 from three-point land, one block shot and 11 turnovers. Axtell improves to 7-8 with a 51-42 win over Wilcox Hildreth. And up next, the Lady Cats will be on the road at Eustis Barnum. That is coming up on Tuesday, and then they're at Loomis 1 week from tonight. They only have one more home game this year, and that's against Southwest on February the 15th. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll take a short break of about 12 minutes and then be back for the boys' game featuring the 11-2 Wilcox Hildreth Falcons and the 10-4 Axtell Wildcats. Also tonight, it was the Kearney High girls picking up a 58-31 win over Lincoln East. The boys game underway on ESPN 1460. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here, the boys game coming up at 8 o'clock.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
First Bank and Trust in